Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Welcome to our pre-show here, the Phil Hendry Show. This is Monday. What date is it, man? Is it the 13th? Yeah, 13th of January. What a cold, shitty fucking, because I just realized that I'm not even on camera. There I am. A really cold and shit, great. Oh, this is great. Okay, well, whatever, man. Been a shit winter, though. Man, I don't know. I'm just getting some bullshit lined up here. What is that, man? Deputy fatally struck by vehicle. Off-duty LA County Sheriff's deputy died after being struck by a vehicle while assisting a civilian in Valley Village. Jesus H. Christ. That's just great. That is so jacked up, man. All right, man. Hello, and welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show. Now, we're going to do two things today. We're going to interview Chris Norton, as promised. We're also going to have a little bit of Arse Gardner, who is going to try to go through a show without saying the word and, as well as not using any discourse markers and filler words like all that shit. Which, by the way, the last time Arse Gardner was on the show, I listened carefully. That was the first time Arse Gardner was on the show, in October of 2018, he did say a bunch of times, and it wasn't caught by any of his callers. So, here's this goddamn, what's his face? Chuck Todd. Anyway. I gotta get a fucking beard cut. I got all kinds of trouble, man. Arse Gardner is on the air. Let me see now. I didn't know. It's about as good as that's going to get. All right. God, these poor people in Australia, man. It's just fucked. Fucking people are pissed, man. They're pissed at this motherfucking prime minister with his whole climate change denial bullshit. They're done with this shit, man. They're fucking done with all this anti-science shit. Look at this. The goddamn whole fucking country's on fire. And the animals. Christ, that goddamn breaks your heart, man. A half a billion animals that have died? It's beyond belief. Nothing in my lifetime, ever, this is the first, has there ever been anything like this? So sure, it's weather. Okay. And if it's weather, I guess we'll just, wait for it to cool off and have the rain come in and maybe snow. Who knows, All right. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, sir.
So we had an occasion to talk to a number of our BSPs.
Right, so I understand that a lot more have a question.
Yeah, a lot of them have questions about you, and some of them are, I don't want you to be insulted, but some of them question whether you have the life you have.
Okay, I mean...
do you have as much sex as you say you do, etc.?
Okay, you're talking about your listeners, right? Your listeners on the Phil Hendry Show?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I've got experience with, I have a lot of experience with people who hang out on Facebook. I don't really hang out too much on Facebook. I hang out on Twitter, and that's about it,
Okay, you hang out on Twitter and Facebook, and you talk to, what, you talk to people?
What?
And then, of course, here's Harry and Tonto. All these fucking movies that are just, there's got... And Harry with his cat, and here I am. I'm like an old man with a cat, Oh, man. What a world. What a life. Jesus. Testing 1, 2. Yeah, it's really kind of a drag, Mr. Henry. Hey, how come a lot of these guys on CBS, they have Arab names, but they sound American? What do you mean? Well, guy's name here is Taib Azu Bahada. Then he talks and he's like, "Hi, how are you? I'm Taib. I come from Brooklyn." What? I don't get it. Their parents, our parents named him that way. Our parents. Port-au-Prince. Did they have another fucking earthquake there, or was this just the old one? Okay. Let's see. Now, so coming up this week, I've got a meeting at SVB, or SBV, SVB, SBV. SPV. I have a meeting there on Wednesday. on Friday, getting new headshots made, getting new photographs made, new pictures of my mug, and tomorrow, big audition to turn in, voiceover audition to turn in. That it's a really good gig. Looks like it's a really fun show. Okay, so all I'm looking for now, and then we're all done, is I'm looking for, yeah, what about it, motherfuckers? What's going on with this shit? What is going on? Facebook is so fucking weird. Look at, guys, I love you, but please don't send me any message saying, don't add this, you know, any message that I get directing me to be careful about something, I automatically just delete the fucking thing, because I don't know if it comes from you, if it comes from some fucking clone of you. Like, for instance, today, I got a friend request from what appears to be a clone of one of my listeners. So what I did, let me see if I got a message from him, is I sent the actual guy whose account has been cloned a message saying, hey, heads up, I got a friend request from this account that looks like it's a clone of you. I haven't heard from him. So at this, I'm not adding the clone account. In fact, I reported it to Facebook as an impersonation. And then Facebook asks you, who is it impersonating? I said, a friend, you, or, you know, something else. I said, well, it doesn't give you really good options. I said, well, a friend, I guess, because it's a friend on Facebook. And then they list the friends that I have. So I start to type in this guy's name, and it gets to his name, and I try to punch that in. It doesn't go in. The metrics of Facebook is, you guys at Facebook are so busy getting fucking Russians pumped into the system and all their fucking propaganda, you can't take care of your motherfucking people here, man. That's my feeling, and I'm sticking with it. Oh, man. All right, so what are you doing here, Phil? Well, what I'm doing is I'm looking to see in my mail what the week's commercial load is. But I got sidetracked by your fucking bullshit message to Facebook. We reviewed your report of so-and-so, and here it is, and I can't log on to it. Oh, go to support inbox. Okay. However, the one post that did go against community standards was my reposting of a Klan picture that was in the New York Daily News associated to the Donald Trump presidency. So I was simply reposting something that had been in the New York Daily News. And they said, oh, that violates. So they said, if you'd like to appeal, and I appealed, and they said, no, you're right, it didn't. All right, so let me see what this thing says. It doesn't go against our community standards. There's something specific in this profile. All right, so a fake account, it's like a cloned account is different from a fake account, I guess, yeah. I don't give a fuck, man. You know what? Do whatever you want to do. Yeah, we're sorry. Here's what they said. We're sorry we got this wrong. We reviewed your post again, and it does follow our community standards. We appreciate you taking the time to request a review. And I appreciate you appreciating me, because, you know, I like being appreciated. Then it's got me reporting myself, which I know I never did. What the fuck? All right. Here's what I want to do. Here he is. Today the 13th. Tomorrow's the 13th. And we have exactly, yeah, same commercial load. Okay. Groovy, 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 groovy. So who won the games yesterday? It was Baltimore. No, they got beat by the fucking Titans. 49ers won. Titans won. Packers won today, didn't they? Or is that game over yet? Packers won on Sunday, I mean. I have to remember that I'm doing this the day before. Look at Harry and Tano. Poor guys. They're on the bus. Poor Harry and Tano on a bus. Yeah, so Seahawks, Packers. Third quarter, 28-10, Pack. Hey, Jim Hill of Channel 2, that dude that you got, Beto Duran, whoever the guy, he doesn't know shit. You got to get me on that show, man. No, well, I don't know shit either. But I could guarantee you, if I was on a paying gig like that, I would know shit. So, Groovy. Groovy. Where's that music, man? Where's my music, dude? Where is it? Where are you? What are you? What are you? Who are you? Yeah, there it is. Okay. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hi, Phil Henry here for the Phil Henry. Hello, it's Phil Henry for the Phil Henry website and Phil Henry merch store. And all journeys begin and end. Gotta clear my voice. Hi, it's Phil Henry here for the Phil Henry Show website and, of course, our merchandise store. All journeys to the Phil Henry world begin and end there. If you'd like to avail yourself, for instance, of our 35,000-plus hour archive, you have to get yourself a backstage pass. You do so by subscribing at philhenryshow.com. You can also visit our merch store. You don't have to have a subscription to go there and buy everything from Bobby Dooley t-shirts to Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police official, like, flare drop t-shirts to Steve Bozell's B&B Construction hoodies to Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. It goes on and on and on. We also have a traveling squirrel luggage tag.
Luggage?
Yeah, a luggage tag. We also have, we've got a lot of little trinkets and doodads and whatnots, man. So it's all there at our merch store if you, God damn it. Hi, it's Phil.